Areas around Baton Rouge, Louisiana were severely flooded in late August. Soon after, they were flooded with volunteers to help residents recover and rebuild their lives. APR student reporter Katie Willem went to Baton Rouge with a group of students from the University of Alabama and has this report.
The Louisiana flood didn't completely destroy Catherine Ray's home, but it came close. Students from the University of Alabama and Troy University are using hammers to tear down what's left.
I would say by the time we arrived on the scene, things had leveled off quite a bit.
Brandon Sinanen is one of them. He says it's the resiliency of the people that he's encountered here that will stick with him.
There was still some hidden emotion. You could see people cracking a little bit as they talked about their houses and about their possessions and all the things that they lost. But I think they were faced with the reality of the situation that they had to keep moving on, and they were resolved to do so.
You would be talking on the phone, and everything would be fine. And like 15, 20 minutes later, people are running for their lives. The water is coming.
Marilyn Elbert remembers that day. Her friends tried sending a boat, but it was going to take too long. Then they tried sending a four-wheeler, but the water was too high. So she and her four-year-old grandson had to walk.
I went to go step in the high water, and the little four-year-old, he said, "I prefer my mommy and Gabby." Gabby is his little Yorkie dog. So he was trying to tell me, "I'm scared. You know, this is somebody that takes swimming." But we just kind of made it into an adventure for him.
That's the kind of story Sinanen heard all weekend. He's one of the 18 students who packed into cars and traveled 5 hours to Louisiana. The group felt prepared but unprepared for the weekend they were about to face. Not just the damage, but the people.
We've been actively involved in people's homes. Thank God you all out there today is hard work.
That's John Bennett. He's the pastor for Belfair Baptist Church. His church is located near some of the hardest hit areas in Baton Rouge.
We have been out in the community, gathering groups, and going in and helping people to clean up their houses, to gut their houses.
Make that four houses for the student group from Alabama. But Bennett says the work includes more than just hammers and crowbars.
You can do more than pray after you've prayed, but you can't do more than pray before you've prayed. We pray for people, but in addition to that, we put feet to our faith. We've been active in the effort of helping people to kind of try to sort of get their lives back to a place that's manageable.
It may be no coincidence that today's prayer was followed by the song Oceans, relating to the story where Jesus walked on water, but Peter fell when he doubted.
So we helped a few people this weekend who were less connected than, I guess, your average Louisiana resident who lost a lot.
Jake Green was also one of the students on the trip.
These people were primarily African American, which unfortunately there is a bit of unintentional segregation still of the different parts of the community, but these people had lost a lot. They didn't have a lot of people that could help them other than their family, and their families had also lost a lot.
The flood didn't care what race the victims were. Green says the work was the same wherever they went.
Knocked down 8 feet of drywall all over the place, take down siding, take down TVs, take apart beds, walk past photo albums that have been ruined, just a lot of damage and a lot of sadness. But they were very positive still. They were very thankful, and they didn't focus on the bad things.
They wouldn't allow us to come back until the Tuesday after that Saturday.
We're at what's left of the home of Jernarda Bailey. She cleans up during the day, then her husband comes home from work, and the two of them clean throughout the night.
The water was gone, but it was unbelievable what we found in our homes and with our cars still with water in them up to the dashboard. And just looking at the devastation in my home, knowing that it was almost like building another house.
Many of the walls were only halfway torn down, or were not taken down at all. Wood paneling covered most of the living room walls, and most of it was still up.
I may never remember your names, but you're printed in my heart. Without you guys, I wouldn't have made it. And there's just been an outpour of volunteers that have been very, very concerned about us. But I will hold you guys in my heart for the rest of my life. Thank you so very much.
It doesn't take long for fans of the Alabama Crimson Tide to be reminded that they're in LSU country. Brandon Sinanen says there's more than college football rivalries going on. When Tuscaloosa was hit by tornadoes in 2011, Louisiana residents came to Alabama to help. Now it's Alabama's turn.
It was a privilege for us to be able to go there and to help those people. We weren't saviors, we weren't heroes, we were people uniting to help others.
For APR News, I'm Katie Willem.